Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two. Charles Love is with us. Longtime Chicago-based broadcaster. He's got a brand new book out that he's written entitled Race Crazy, BLM 1619 and the Progressive Racism Movement. And he'll be talking with us about race crazy and what they're doing. So we'll have that conversation coming up for you, bottom of hour number two. IQ Al-Rasuli, our Islamic expert, is going to be with us this morning in the next hour, top of the next hour. A lot of interesting conversation. I expressed to him if he would please cover some specific questions, and so a couple of the things that we're going to talk about. By the way, brand new articles that he has written that are up in my blog section. Encourage you to check those out. So what is the purpose of the mosque in a non-Islamic nation? What is civilization jihad, and who carries that out, and how? How does the CCP work with Islamic regimes like Iran? And how does Islam's use of terrorism to disrupt a targeted enemy resemble the Marxist idea of creating chaos to topple a country? It's going to be a very interesting segment, and we're going to try to cram all of that in the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, lots going on with the Supreme Court and religious liberty. A lot of cases that are being heard right now. There is a Texas death row case involving an inmate who has requested that his pastor be allowed to be with him just before he is put to death. And currently, that is something that is not okay. You can't do that. So that's going to be a conversation that's going to be taking place. There's also a Federal Bureau of Investigation versus Fazaga. In the wake of 9/11, Muslim Americans faced intrusive and awesome, often unjustified surveillance. So they're going to be talking about this case. The Supreme Court's going to examine the limits of the privileges and determine whether the government has given too much leeway. So, however, the people affected generally struggled to challenge the government's practices in court, in part because officials could claim state secrets privileges and refused to turn over significant evidence. So, Will, that's going to be heard on November the 8th. December 8th, the case. This case centers on a tuition assistance program in Maine, currently unavailable to students at some private and religious schools. Carson versus Macon, and then Shurtleff versus the City of Boston. And I believe this one actually got possibly got decided, but this has to do with whether or not a faith-based flag could be put, the Christian flag, in fact, could be put on a flagpole outside of the City of Boston, one of their buildings there. We'll get into those topics. And, of course, there's also the major case of Coach Joe Kennedy, and a lot of push being made right now to get the Kennedy case to the Supreme Court, heard by the Supreme Court. And so we will we'll get an update on that particular case and see what the progress is relative to that. So Lathan Watts is with us, First Liberty. We're going to be talking about that. Very interesting stuff. Last night I got a chance to go on to a program with Tiffany Jones on TECN TV. And the question that was asked had to do with the issue of abortion. And, you know, where do Christians stand? What's the position of the church relative to the issue of abortion? And I think I took the conversation kind of in a direction a little bit different than perhaps most folks. I mean, it's a pretty simple answer, right? Life begins at conception. Texas has a new law that says that at 6 weeks, you have the heartbeat bill. So when a heartbeat begins, which is generally accepted to be about 6 weeks, that from that point on, this is a life, and that life cannot be ended by abortion. Although Texas's law is giving specifically civil remedies rather than criminal remedies. My conversation last night centered around understanding what it is that is going on in our school system and why there is literally an indoctrination that is taking place. There's an indoctrination that's taking place, and our children are being indoctrinated to believe that abortion is an acceptable remedy for sexual promiscuity and fornication, and that sexual promiscuity and fornication are acceptable. And if you are paying any attention to the comprehensive sexuality education blocks, courses that are being taught to our children these days in our schools, what, you know, the FBI and actually still child sex trafficking organizations that are working to stop child sex trafficking, task forces that are within the legal construct working to stop those things, would consider a lot of the things that are being taught in comprehensive sexuality education in our public schools to be a form of grooming done by sexual predators. It's a very scary situation. And so I took the conversation a number of years ago, Gianna Jessen. Gianna Jessen is a young lady who was aborted, saline solution aborted, but she survived. And the nurse that was on duty at the abortion clinic at the time of her survival, rather than ending her life, which was the normal practice, she took Gianna to the hospital. And subsequently, the nurse who cared for her at the hospital ended up adopting her, and she was raised. She has cerebral palsy. She has done amazing, amazing things with her life. She has prepared for and run a marathon She was actually in the process of preparing for that when we first met years ago. Saw her at CPAC, actually, about 3 years ago now, 4 years ago now. One of the first ones after my accident, actually. I saw her at breakfast and rolled over to say hello. And at any rate, Gianna and I did a series of interviews, and I did a series on the impact, and we did man on the street interviews in Los Angeles, California. We brought in a couple that managed helping people to adopt babies that had been rescued or that where the mother had said, no, I'm not going to get the abortion, but I'm also not in a position to raise this child, so let's find a solution. And we talked about those issues, and one of the things we got down to at the root of it was, even back then, the efforts that are made in public school to prepare children mentally to start thinking in terms of having sexual relations, and they have made that age younger and younger and younger. And in fact, there's a gal, and I apologize that I'm not remembering her name again this morning, but she ran one of the largest abortion clinics in the country, right in Dallas, Texas. And she is now a Christian who goes out. She has been speaking for years now about the dangers of the abortion clinic and the predatory efforts of the abortion industry. And there are preschool books produced by Planned Parenthood to begin getting children ready for the idea of having sex as young as 9 years of age, with the target, actually, of between 9 and 11 years of age being the first time that they would have an abortion. And the idea behind that is that once you have gotten them, convinced them, groomed them to accept that as a, as an acceptable end or an acceptable alternative, you can get 3, 4, 5 abortions out of one woman. Now, what they don't tell is the degrees of potential cervical cancer that come out of that. They don't talk about other types of cancers that go along with that. They don't talk about the sterilization that a lot of women experience as a result of going through abortions. There are a lot of risk factors, and of course, those are kind of pushed off to the side. My biggest conversation that I had last night, though, had to do with this idea of understanding how we were made. How were we created? The Bible says that if he should determine, so Job 34, 14 and 15, if he should determine to do so, if he should gather himself, his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish and man would return to dust. Now, why would Job say that, Bill? Because Genesis 2:7 says, then the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. If you believe creation, if you believe that there is a creator, if you understand the mechanisms, the micro mechanisms, the micro machinery that exists within the cellular structure, if you understand how all of those gears work together to cause us to be able to be who we are, if you imagine for a moment that we are roughly another estimate, and again, I'm just giving an estimate, but roughly 70% fluid, 70% water. How does 70% water stand? How does 70% water walk, sit, stand, talk? How do we process the thoughts that we process? How does a guy like me, who hits a steering wheel to save his daughter's life at 55 miles an hour in a severe catastrophic accident, how does he survive and still have his wits and his senses about him to have these kinds of thought processes and conversations? How is there a machine that is put together like the one that we are, that even today, AI, none of it, there's nothing out there that can do what the human mind and what the human person is capable of doing. God's creation, His Spirit, His breath breathed into us. If we don't believe that, if we believe that we are simply evolved from animals, then we're teaching our children that, hey, guess what? It's okay. You can have sexual relations at any age with anything that you want to, and whatever the outcome is, just destroy it. That's what we teach our children. I'll be back with more. I've got some closing thoughts in this segment I want to share with you. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
The number for 911. Anybody know the number for 911? Oh, no, never mind, sorry. All right, hey, welcome back, folks. Oh, my goodness. So here's what's going on. The mad scientist over here is mixing his morning drink. It's I went to the Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Illinois. And there's some great videos, by the way, that are up at the website under video. Just check out Trinity, and you will see. Look for those. But yeah, go to video. Click on. Don't click on a video. Click on video on the front page, and then scroll till you get to the Trinity ones. But there's some great stuff there, and some great interviews that I did. But that's really not what I want to talk about. So today, Friday, October 22nd, is my last day with broadcasting out of the USA studios. Starting on Monday, we'll be broadcasting out of the, there was a little gnat thing flying around here, got my attention. I'll be broadcasting out of the Truth Broadcasting Network studios starting on Monday. And still not sure if you'll hear me here or not, but maybe. But I just wanted to take a moment, first of all, to recognize the late, great Fred Weinberg, who just passed away. And he was the most recent owner of USA Radio Network. He brought me on about, right at 2 years ago. And was when we started, and what an impact he had. He wrote weekly. He was a radio guy from his teenage years. His dad actually was the one who was in the broadcasting world, and he bought his first radio station. He shared with me when we first got to know each other in his teen years, just out of his teen years, but he was in college and fell in love with radio and was in it for his entire life. And a man that had just incredible, phenomenal impact in the world. And he loved America. He believed in the American people. Man, he believed in the American people. And so I just wanted to take a moment to pay tribute to Fred. I want to thank those folks here at USA Radio Network. I want to thank Janet. Appreciate her very much. I want to thank JD. I want to thank my very first producer, Phil, who I hope, Phil, if you're out there, if you hear us, I hope you're pursuing that law degree, man. I really do. I hope you're having success in that. I want to thank my friend Chris, my buddy. I want to thank Patrick, who's gone on to other ventures, and Paul now, who's taken his place. Shout out to all of you. And most significantly, a person who has been my in-studio producer for, I don't know, like a year, maybe even longer than a year, but at least a year. I want to thank Christy, and of course she's on now on Daybreak here on the USA Radio Network. But Christy, I salute you, and I thank you. It's always fun. We have a good time every single day putting this program on. So look, lots more to come. Chosen Generation Radio is not ending. We are just starting a new chapter. I hope you will join us in that new chapter. You can always follow us at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I've got a whole nother hour and a half of great programming coming up. Lathan Watts coming up right after this. We're going to talk about religious liberty. Al Rasooli at the top of the next hour. We'll talk about Islam and really bear down on some often asked questions. And then Charles Love, author of Race Crazy, BLM 1619, and the Progressive Racism Movement. Don't go anywhere. A lot more Chosen Generation Radio coming at you. Right.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.